The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And good morning to you. This morning I have with me Todd St. Orr's with Gulf Coast Air Care. Good morning, Todd.
Face to face.
Face to face, yeah. We moved the microphones out and we have a little technical difficulties this morning, but it's different, isn't it?
The older I get, I kind of dance like Elaine from Seinfeld. I got this weird thing.
Yeah, he does. I've known Todd for years, years and years.
Really?
Yes, really.
Since my beard wasn't white like it is now?
Correct.
Has it been that long?
Yes.
Oh, gracious, Meg.
Yes, right. It has.
Anyways,
yes, it has.
Here we are. We're
here
still
we are.
Doing it.
Still kicking.
Showing up.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Gulf Coast Air Care, tell me all about your company, what you do, in case someone's listening this morning that's never met you before or doesn't have any idea what you do.
So we are licensed HVAC contractors in Florida and Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I've owned the company 31 years. We've been in Gulf Breeze the whole time. We work in Northwest Florida and Southern Alabama. We don't always reach out that far via the radio, but you know, we'll work and we are kind of specialists, or we're in that niche of duct things.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So
the stuff
we,
that nobody wants
out
to
with duct clean. Yeah.
The thing I don't want to do.
In the attic. Yeah. Nobody wants to go up in there.
No.
You know? We've finally gotten to the point where it's starting to cool down in the attics.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as bad now, but, you know, people that realized they had an issue with the duct system, and it's out of sight, out of mind, because, you know, you pull down that attic stair and go up there, and you're like, oh, I don't want to go up there.
And then, no, and I'm terrible
like,
about
what's that guy's phone number again?
If it ain't broke, I don't even look at it.
Yeah. I was listening on the way in when Jonathan was talking. I was like, Meg was in the Navy? That's the old, if it ain't broke, don't fix it deal. I'm like, you weren't in the Navy, were
but
you?
My father was.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
so that's
where that comes
where
yeah,
from.
Yeah, that's exactly where it came from.
All right. Anyway, so, you know, the Navy toolkit's a hammer and a bigger hammer, right? You realize that, too.
No,
so
I had not
did your
heard
dad
that.
Have those kind of tools? Or
yeah, I
anyways.
Hadn't heard that one, though.
Well, occasionally, you know, that's a tool we use, but we do a lot of – so when we approach a problem, we try and look at the whole house as a system or the whole building as a system,
mm-hmm.
and not just HVAC, not just ductwork, not just one dirty vent or one air filter.
Right.
We want to look at the whole picture.
Okay.
And to illustrate that – the first caller on the last segment was a guy about cupping floors.
Right, right.
That is a humidity issue, and Jonathan addressed that. He said, mm-hmm. yeah, it's humidity. It definitely is.
And he said it's a real problem right now.
It's really been worse
than it ever has been before.
So my take on that is the air conditioners, the government, and you know, the powers that be, they're forcing us to have higher SEER ratings, more efficient air conditioners. And so all these air conditioners that were like in the 60s and 70s and 80s, they're way more efficient now. They have way more cooling capacity. And the tolerances for anything out of whack are really narrow.
Oh, so okay.
So now if you change something in the indoor environment, it can really amplify a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And humidity is one of those things. And those floors cupping like that, part of that equation of solving that problem for that guy is addressing the humidity. And I've seen remediation contractors and people doing work that's water loss, water damage, all that kind of stuff. I've seen ugly, beautiful old floors mm-hmm. that are cupped.
Mm-hmm.
And by ugly, I mean they just look like you'll trip over them.
Oh, gosh.
I've seen them lay back down with the humidity getting right.
Wow.
But there's a lot of steps involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so when you call Gulf Coast Air Care, we want to step back and look at the entire big picture and help you resolve the thing and not just have a singular focus on what we're doing or what one other contractor's doing or something like that. And we have our expertise and experience in the field, plus our education and training.
How long have you been in business now?
31 years.
Wow.
I can't believe
it. And especially in this area, it's very unique here, I would imagine. And especially when you go from the north end of the county to the beach or to the older homes. It really is a lot.
Yeah, the difference in the climate is it's hot, humid climate. We're subtropical, but the difference between a house in Gulf Breeze and a house in Cantonment or Molino, Jay, Century, you'll see different. You know, and oftentimes it shows up in the cooler climates or like fall. Mm-hmm. You know, we're in fall now,
right?
But you know, heating. Heating loads and heating capacity is different on the northern end of our geographic area. But then again, if you're down by Gulf Breeze, Navarre, and downtown Pensacola, you're getting that breeze off the ocean, off the Gulf, and that makes a difference on indoor air quality. So, but our focus is, if you don't test, it's just a guess.
Mm.
You know, so we test everything. We want data that helps us figure out what the problem is. Because a lot of times we're dealing with an indoor air quality issue. That's it's a giant equation, you know. So if you change one thing on one side, it has a reaction on the other side of the equation.
Right.
Each one of my hands. He's doing an equal sign in the middle here. And I'm not Italian, but I talk with my hands all the time.
True,
like it's theater of the mind for radio. So just imagine. But there's a giant equation. If you change something on one side, you need to understand what's going to happen on the other side.
It's all a balance.
And if you make these crazy choices based on one opinion or one thing that you think, you could have some unintended consequences. And then, so we want to come in and get data and information. We'll go through your attic and, you know, do an inspection. And, you know, it's like you thought you had rats up there. You got nests and dead rats and squirrels. And chewed into the ductwork and it's sweating. And that's where the water stain's coming from. And no, your roof is not leaking. And so you have to get involved and you have to get data and you have to take a deep dive or a look. And that's what we do. But just with duct systems. And, you know, we being an HVAC contractor, I understand how it works and all, but we don't do changeouts. We do a lot of duct cleaning during changeouts. And, you know, we'll clean units and get them running efficiently and all that. But, it's a balance. Synapse misfired there.
That's okay.
Finish
right
my
there.
Sentences
right there
for
with
me,
you.
Meg. Come on, jump
no,
on in here
right
and help
there
me out.
With you.
So
yeah, we're talking.
It's a balance in trying to figure out what's going on. So, but you know, on the basic thing, you know, people ask me, well, I've never had my ductwork cleaned. How does that work? You know, so we operate according to the National Air Duct Cleaners Association specifications. We are certified. We have been members of NADCA for years and years. I'm on their certification committee. So I help write the test it's not easy to get a certification because the test is, you got to have experience in the field doing HVAC and ductwork and mold issues and, you know, all kinds of stuff. So, but we're certified and we take pride in carrying those certifications with us around when we go to talk to people.
So if someone wanted you to come out and take, maybe they haven't had their ducts looked at in a long time, a couple of years possibly, or whatever, do they just call you and you would come out and do
40 years possibly.
Yes.
I've lived here 40 years. I've never had my ductwork clean. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I had a lady recently. She said, my mom had her dryer vent cleaned. I didn't know that was a thing. Am I supposed to get my dryer vent cleaned?
Oh, boy.
I was like, how's your dryer working? She goes, oh, I was thinking about getting a new dryer. I said, yeah, you need to get your dryer vent cleaned.
So, wow, okay.
The HVAC is the same way. You know, you have to have somebody looking at that thing once a year.
Not just changing the filter.
Yeah. Have a good air filter. if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. But so we can help you in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
And, you need to have somebody looking at it and somebody who's got a lot of experience, been in the marketplace for a long time, and that's Gulf Coast Air Care.
Okay, we're talking with Todd St. Orr's with Gulf Coast Air Care. If you've got a text, a question, or a comment, please text it in at 850-437-1620. I got one coming in about ducts. So
It says,
I've heard that in older houses, it could be beneficial to spray a new surface inside the air ducts. Does this often make sense, and do you do that?
Yes, we do. It's a duct surface coating. There's a high-end duct surface paint. It has an antimicrobial property mixed in the paint, and they guarantee on those coated surfaces no microbial growth. We've been using it 20, 25 years.
Wow.
And it works great. It's expensive. We apply it with an airless sprayer, but you got to get the system and the surface that you're going to apply it to. You got to get it clean first.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, yeah, there is a And we do a lot of that because it's hundreds to spray the paint or coating, and it's thousands to replace that duct.
Wow.
So, and that's where we evaluate and look at what's going on mm-hmm. and see if, you know, can we clean this, remediate it, and then resurface it so that it's functional, or does it need to come out? Now, that flex duct, that tubing, that foil stuff that's up in the attic,
right?
It gets faded out. It loses its reflective covering on the outside,
mm-hmm.
and then it just doesn't hold that cold air through there. You're getting heat gain as the airflow is going through that duct in the attic. We change out a lot of flex because flex has a service life.
Okay.
And so that flex duct, you know, oftentimes it has to go. And that, you know, people are thinking, I'm going to get my ductwork cleaned. And then we get there and we realize, like, this ductwork is not serviceable anymore.
I mean,
we could clean it, but here comes another Navy term, polishing a turd. You know, we don't want to be polishing any turds. You just got to take that flex duct and change it out. It's time. It's 25, 30 years old. The new stuff is thicker. It's got a thicker insulation on it. It's got a different coating on the outside, and it's silver, so it reflects that heat load from the attic off of that duct, because you're pushing 55, 58 degree air through that duct
right.
system to get the rooms cooled down to 75 mm-hmm. degrees. Mm-hmm. So
how often should I have that all checked? I mean, what would you recommend throughout the year? And is there a better time, if you're doing it twice a year, is there a better time of the year to do it?
Yeah, so you want somebody looking at your air conditioner system at least once a year. When we come out, we'll do an inspection, tell you, you know, and you know if your air conditioner is working or not.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how efficient it is, kind of indication of, you know, do I have hot and cold rooms? How high is my power bill? How comfortable is the house? And that, a lot of mechanical hygiene or cleaning goes into, you know, that sort of thing where, you know, if it's not clean and not maintained, it's not mm-hmm. going to work at optimum performance. And so, but when we come out and do an inspection, they're free inspections, and we're looking
good.
For issues that, you know, to try and help you. So we'll look at that stuff and kind of give you ideas, pointers, tips, like you need to budget for an ugly change out in mm-hmm. a year or two or mm-hmm. whatever, duct systems. Serviceable or not serviceable, that sort of thing. So,
great. Okay.
And that's the, you know, they were talking about individual line items. We do the same thing so mm-hmm. that you can see, like, oh, this is what all this expense is for.
And so, if you anticipate that something's going to have to be replaced in a year or so, you can plan for that.
Yes, you can budget
for
it.
Which is great.
You know, because nobody wants to get that surprise. Of course, when your air conditioner lays down, you got 40 people coming for 4th of July or, you know, Christmas
right,
or whatever,
right?
And the heater's
that's
not working.
Right.
It's like, oh, man.
Yeah, it you never know, happens.
And somebody drops a $10,000 bomb on you, like, you know, mm-hmm. you're not prepared for that. Where if you have an inspection done, it's like, yeah, the air conditioner's got a year or two left. You know, right. We can clean it and get another couple years out of it. The duct system's like, it can be cleaned or... Mm-hmm. You know, we're living past service life on the duct and all that.
Okay, got another question about the ducts.
All right.
What does a typical duct cleaning cost? So you mentioned that you could come out and do the inspection
right.
of the whole system for free. And then if you do decide, you find that something needs to be replaced
right.
or that, what does that cost?
So it varies.
Or how is that determined, I guess?
Based on what you got going on, how big the house is, how big the duct system is, I will tell you this. It is not $99.
Okay.
It's not $199. And if you can find a 2-carat diamond ring for $10,
okay.
you have got your head in the sand.
Okay.
So it's not $90, and it's not $299.
Okay, so it's not cheap.
It's not $399. You know, these bait and switch things are out there, and I get people call me all the time. They're like, I want you to come. You know, I saw this deal, $99 plus the dryer vent, $119. I can't roll a truck with a crew out of my parking lot for that.
Mm.
And people think they're going to get a duct cleaning job done for that. And I got one on my schedule now. They got ripped off by this
scam.
This company actually posed as me online.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So anyways,
that's not good. Okay.
I don't want my blood pressure to get up this
morning. No.
But it varies depending on the scope of work.
Sure.
And we will explain to you, answer your questions, and give you a detailed scope of work when we come out and do the estimate.
No, that makes sense, and that's why you are certified.
We go up in the attic and take pictures and all that kind of stuff so mm-hmm. that you can see, like, look, here's squirrel droppings that have been up there for years, and
right.
here's the chewed ductwork, and here's mm-hmm. the, you know, mold issues, here's the leak points, here's whatever. So, you know, if you have questions or concerns that we can answer for you off the air, call us at the office, 850-850-850. 334-2768. Vanessa is on her perch awaiting your call this morning.
All right.
That's my lovely office manager. So about to be a grandma. I want to shout out to Savannah Gale and Vanessa and all that. So congrats. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have another question for you. I have ductwork in my attic that looks like a slinky with the white part and then the wire inside material that goes to each vent that goes in the entire house.
That's flex duct.
Okay. That's called flex duct. How often should that be checked out or replaced?
Well, if it's white, you got trouble because it's supposed to be shiny, silvery, like foil, and it reflects that heat from the attic off of there.
Okay.
And so if it's white, it's old and it's faded out, and it's probably time for that flex to be changed.
Okay.
So a lot of these things, what we do, and we want to come look at it and inspect because it could be some perceived difference on, you know, I mean, we're experts. We'll help you figure out what that is.
Right.
But it should be, the new stuff is R6 or R8. That's an insulation level, you know, like R39 in your attic or whatever.
Right.
So, and a lot of that older stuff that's faded out has it's got this weird checkerboard looking liner on the outside of it, but it's supposed to be silver. And over the years, especially if it's not sealed correctly, it fades.
Interesting.
And it's got to be sealed on the inside and outside. But that slinky stuff, that's the flex duct that we're talking about. That needs to be changed.
So you need to have somebody come out and take a look at that probably.
And there's pictures on our website where you can kind of see what the new stuff looks like, shiny silver foil, and what the old stuff looks like. And, our website is GulfCoastAirCare.com.
Okay.
So you can go there and look and tell us if you need help.
I've got another question for
you. All right, we're hopping this morning.
This is a little bit different topic, but still relative, relatable. Can it be more efficient to go with two smaller AC units than one bigger one with one end of the house, putting like one AC at one end of the house and the other one at the other end?
Right.
I bet you get this question all the time.
Yeah, we do. And so new construction, yes, I love that, you know, because then if you need 5 tons of air and you're only worried about that one end of the house, the kids have moved out, you don't use the upstairs or whatever, you're running 5 tons of air to just keep comfortable in the, you know, the great room, the kitchen, the dining room where everybody hangs out. If you had two systems, you could kind of divide that thing off and run zones. So that is a great idea. In retrofit, a lot of people, what they're doing is going to mini split systems. So you have a zone that'll cover a certain area and you turn it on and turn it off when you're using that space.
Oh.
And you're not running a giant system to cool the whole house. You're only cooling that area of the house that you're using. And I see it a lot in, you know, garage enclosures, floor to room add-ons, you know, upstairs, downstairs, or design issues where it's like, we can't just tear out this entire duct system and, you know, scrap all of this. It's existing.
Right.
But we can augment and fix the problem with mini split air conditioner, which is that's those ductless things that are mounted up on the wall. And they don't have any ductwork, and they're super efficient. They work great. There's a lot of them out there. So
I don't know that I've ever seen that before. So there's no ducts attached to it.
Yeah, no, it's just a unit that runs off the wall. You know, and they use them all over Europe and Asia and down in Australia and the Caribbean and all. Yeah, so the United
States. What's it called?
A ductless mini split system.
Interesting.
So, and so there's a condenser outside, but it's about the size of a suitcase. And then there's this little 12 by 30 thing on the wall that's mounted, and it pulls air in through the top, and it louvers air out through the bottom. And super efficient. I got two of them at my house. I got one of them at the shop. And
I've never heard of that before. That sounds like a great idea.
So, if you have issues like that, that's something that really can be helpful. But I mean, if you're doing a new construction project, to break that thing up into zones where you got two ends of the house or two levels or something like that, you know, because I go all the time and they got indoor air quality, they got comfort issues, whatever. And there's one air conditioning system downstairs, and then there's a return downstairs, a thermostat downstairs. So they're roasting upstairs and they're freezing downstairs because, you know, it's designed for all in one and it doesn't work that way.
Well, and either upstairs, downstairs, or east and west in the house, too.
Absolutely.
You have one end of the house that's hot and the other end that's cold. I had a house like that.
I want to make a comment to add to this, too, that bigger is not better. So if it doesn't work with 3 tons, let's go to 4 tons. Hang on now. Wait a minute. We're going to have a shorter run cycle. We're overcooling. Then we're not dehumidifying. You know, we spent all this money to go to a bigger unit. And a contractor will come out, and he makes more money selling you a 4-ton than a 3-ton. You have to be careful because that heat load needs to be calculated and figured out what's going on there. And then the ducts, when that house was built, are sized for the airflow coming from a 3-ton system.
Wow.
So now you're pushing 4 tons of airflow through there. The pressures are different. Mm-hmm. The, you know, just everything happens a lot different. So bigger is not better.
Interesting. Okay.
And, you know, I have another one that I carry around in my pocket. It is with humidity issues and all that. And the simplest thing is warm the surface or dry the air. So we warm the surface by changing the thermostat temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you get to dew point, you're sweating like the outside of a glass iced tea.
Right.
So if you run your house at 72 degrees and everything gets to 72 degrees in there and the dew point outside is 73 like it was reported on Monday,
mm-hmm.
everything's sweating like the outside of a glass of iced tea.
Oh, wow.
That is not good.
Okay.
So that's a warm the air. Dry the surface is dehumidification.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the air conditioner does a certain amount. A lot of air conditioners are 75-25. By that, I mean 75% temperature work, 25% humidity work. And you can get more efficient systems than that. But the thing that I see that solves a lot of problems, that solved the problem at my house, is a whole house dehumidifier. All it does is run all year long to take the humidity out. As soon as you go off from AC,
mm-hmm.
your humidity stops from your air conditioning system. If you're not running in cool mode, you got no dehumidification. Where if you have a whole house dehumidifier, it'll run and dehumidify regardless of what the temperature is doing outside, regardless of what the humidity level is.
So you've mentioned this before, but some people think, well, if I run my fan all the time, then that's going to help the humidity.
That is
I know. So talk about that a minute, because I hear people say that all the time.
So your evaporator coil collects all that moisture and drains it out through the drain line. And mm-hmm. it's the end of season. We're still running air. Go check your drain line and make sure it's not slimed up.
Mm-hmm.
If you run that fan in the on position all the time, it pushes all that moisture on the coil that's trying to drain out through the drain pan and get out through the drain line. It pushes it and re-evaporates it back into the duct. I mean, we go in and look at houses. We look at the thermostat and it says fan on.
Mm.
I know exactly what we're going to see in the trunk line. Furry, moldy,
ooh.
Nasty duct. Because if that fan's been running like that all summer long, just to move airflow,
right?
You've pushed all that moisture up into the duct. There's a dust accumulation in there. Hadn't been cleaned in how many years? We don't know. And then it's furry. It's growing mold. And that microbial growth is an issue that's exacerbated or it's caused by humidity and moisture. And
wow.
that water vapor just can't get off the coil. When the unit's in auto, it cycles off, the fan shuts off, and the water drains off the coil.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't get completely dry, but it drains all that moisture off. It gives a chance for, you know, all that to drain out. And then when it cycles back on to do the work of the thermostat, you know, you're pushing airflow through a dry coil. You capture that moisture, and then it re-evaporates. So.
Okay, wow. This has gone by quickly this morning. I'm learning so much. Talking with Todd St. Ors, who's the owner of Gulf Coast Air Care. Todd, give him your phone number again and your website so that people can reach out.
31 years this phone number has been 850-934-2768. The website is gulfcoastaircare.com.